Tim Hall, Carrie Riepenhoff, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Hello, Julia.
Tim, the Hall family has repurposed, refurbished, even renovated plenty of old buildings. Now you're moving them. So, Cambray Building, why bother?
Well, simply, it's a very cool building. It was slated to be torn down due to the riverfront development. It was in a floodplain. A lot of people didn't know it was there because it was kind of wrapped by a cinder block and tin-walled building. So unless you looked up to the second floor, you never noticed it. But it has some really great architecture, and it's a good space on the inside. It's 122 years old, has tons of character, and we thought maybe we could do something with it.
Good for you, and what a worthy cause. This move does make way for some prime riverfront development, and your building will actually add to the near riverfront excitement. How did the first stage of the move go for you?
It went really well. We have to move it in two phases because we have to now prepare a foundation on the second phase, but we had to get it out of the way so the Parks Department could get to working on the south side. And the movers were great. They did an awesome job, and they said the building is so very sound and everything went well to this point.
And how did you find a mover once you decided that you did want to move it?
Actually, we were just looking into the idea. We never really thought for sure this could happen, but just calling around. Ironically, we have a building mover by the name of Andrew Heck. He lives in North Manchester, Indiana, so he could actually sleep in his own bed at night. He's used to traveling all over the country and doing these projects, and so local guy. Super interesting company. It's called Wolf House and Building Movers. They've been awesome to deal with.
Carrie, as a member of the Hall's team, what's it like to have something like this happening?
We are very excited about just being a part of it and seeing a part of history being saved. That structure is beautiful, and we can see the value of what it's going to be in the future.
You're going to be right down there in the middle of the whole riverfront development.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. So this is a temporary move, and it has to be moved all the way by May. Yeah. Then what? How long before it's a restaurant?
The nice thing really about this, we have some time. We're probably not going to want to open it before the new park, Riverfront Park, opens. So maybe summer of 2019. So we have some time to think about what we want to do there. The rush really has just been getting it out of the way.
And that's not a small job, but
that's
yes,
not a small job, no.
So, does it have a name yet?
No. We've tossed around some ideas, but no.
You've got time to work on that.
Yeah.
Do you know yet what its vibe, if not the actual menu, is going to be?
We've had, again, discussions and just kind of throwing ideas out there. We love the location that's going to be overlooking this nice new park that the community's putting in. We'll want it to appeal to families. I would love to have some really cool outdoor space in this so we could kind of extend the outdoor season here in Fort Wayne. I'd like to see some heaters and stuff and maybe have some fire pits, somewhere that we can have a beer outside in the winter.
That would be fantastic. And the fact that you are near your own gas house with its own outdoor deck, both incredibly popular and frequented. There's enough for everybody, you're thinking.
Well, yeah, we think so. We're definitely keenly aware we've got a place two blocks away. It needs to be something different from the gas house. We don't want to interfere with the good business that's done there on the river. But I think we can do something that doesn't affect that. I'm sure we can.
It's quite exciting. I mean, who moves a building these days anyway? I think most of our staff and our team that I deal with are just in awe. And we are excited to be part of the history of what is going to be put forth in the future.
That's a good point. Making history, yes.
Making history right there.
In the meantime, you've also taken on another labor of local history love, and that's management and maintenance of the Fillmore on Broadway. That's originally the Broadway Theater. You're not moving it, but it sounds like you're moving and shaking up its purpose just a bit. So what's going on there?
That building has been in place early 1900s. It's a colorful past for that building. It's had a really fine dining restaurant. The growing force lately has been to have a venue for people to have any kind of celebration, whether it be a wedding or a fundraiser. However, we're going to take the next step with that and involve our team and our community of talent and also feature local talent there, whether it be music or culinary arts.
And it sounds like you're going to be even doing music concerts and such.
Yes, we are.
What else?
A supper club series. The first one that we have is on Valentine's Day, and we're featuring our own guest house chef's talent, Mike Newsom. You can view the movie Casablanca while you're dining. You're on your own timeline. The focus is for you to enjoy your time with your friends or with your date for the evening, and you'll have a selection of meals to choose from.
That is such a wonderful new thing for Fort Wayne, old-fashioned and yet quite modern. That's going to go on through the year?
Yeah, we're calling it the Supper Club Series. Do something different each month. This one is going to be, you know, dinner and a movie. The next one is going to be dinner and a concert, and that'll be in March.
What a wonderful idea. So, both of these new adventures will enhance the city's skyline and its arts and culture scene. And both are in neighborhoods your family already has a strong commercial presence in. Is that intentional?
Well, yeah, it probably is. These neighborhoods are our roots. You know, our original is right down the road on Bluffton Road, and we're actually revamping that, taking it back to its original. In the gas house, we've been there for a lot of years. Yeah, it's just our roots. That's where we're comfortable. That's our core communities.
And your neighbors love you. And as regards working in these neighborhoods and communities, is that enjoyable as well?
Most definitely. If you're new to Fort Wayne, if you lived here all your life, doesn't matter, because soon enough you hear about a hall's location and how it serves the area and the neighborhood per se. And with our goals at the Supper Club series and with the Fillmore, we're not going to really box it in. We're going to allow it to evolve and see what the community would like to be in that neighborhood. I think a lot of times people just don't think about the space down in that area as essential anymore. And there's so much. If you have a second to just come in and see.
Are you going to change the mind on that too? What about the diversification in general? Besides all kinds of restaurants in all kinds of buildings, now you're into Sports Outfitters and music venues, multi-purpose venues like the Fillmore on Broadway. Is this branching out the future of the Halls family enterprise, would you say?
Well, it's looking that way, and it's not so much that that's intentional, but, you know, when we see opportunities, me specifically, I hate regrets from, you know, not trying something. Mm-hmm. And if I see an opportunity and I think I can make something happen, by all means, I want to do it. I don't want to have regrets about not trying.
That makes sense, yes.
I don't know that it's been intentional, but it's just evolved that way.
You're not going to quit anytime soon either.
No, uh-uh. I have a lot of energy.
And new ideas that we haven't, you haven't even thought of yet.
Yeah. Right.
That's cool. So the Halls family doesn't just think outside the box. They move it, rework it, reinvent it. You are the third generation result of this kind of hardwiring, Tim. And Carrie, you're happy to be working right in the whole mix of it. I get that. Are you spearheading the relevancy revival of this kind of small business ingenuity, do you think, especially in a day where sameness or chain everything seems to be in?
Again, that's probably not intentional, but I don't know. We just kind of do stuff.
It's not very cookie cutter, Julia. That's what's refreshing. They have a good way of reading the needs. And, you know, that's why a lot of us are proud to be a part of what we're doing here. And I think that because there's an eclectic mix of people involved, we get a lot of viewpoints, and it somehow all comes together at the very end to be something really exciting.
No doubt. And Tim, you're third generation, and you certainly had an amazing and innovative grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And then your own father and his brothers took the active part. Approximately how many of your siblings and your cousins are part of the business?
In a managerial sense, there's probably six of us, and they're all active, doing their part and moving this thing, moving the box.
Okay, at the end of the day, or decade, one thing that hasn't changed is Hall's bond with and commitment to its community. What part does that play in why you do everything you do, why you work so hard, and what do all of you get from that?
I think it starts with family, and they extend that sense of family to the community that they work with of employees, where we're a part of what is going on. And knowing that, since we employ so many people in the community of Fort Wayne and surrounding, that appreciation extends.
You know, we probably have 500 plus employees, and not just that, but our guests in our stores. These are our friends and neighbors. That's everything. We have so many contacts, and we love that. We're so into our community for those reasons. That's what it's all about. We love our community.
Tim Hall is part of the Hall's family and its restaurants, and Carrie Riepenhoff is manager with Hall's Catering and Services. Tim, Carrie, thanks for taking time for us today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia. Thanks for having us.